I'm Noah Adams in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. The Federal Reserve meets today. It's widely expected to raise the benchmark federal funds rate by a quarter percentage point. That would be the third bump since June. But if you've been shopping for a mortgage recently, you might not have seen the cost of borrowing money going up. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Welcome, Tess.
Hello, Noah.
Now, if the interest rates keep going up, why aren't the mortgage rates going up?
Well, mortgage rates are not directly tied to the short-term interest rates. Those are what the Fed controls whenever they raise or lower interest rates. Instead, fixed mortgages are based on interest rates in the bond market, often the 10-year Treasury. And what's been happening over the last several months is that as the Fed has been raising short-term interest rates, rates for those treasuries have been going down. I spoke with Greg McBride at Bankrate.com, and he says that's because of a real difference of opinion between bond traders and Fed policymakers.
Alan Greenspan does seem to have more of an upbeat view of the economy, whereas the investors and traders in the bond market they're looking at things like sluggish job growth. They're looking at this economic soft patch that has stretched on a little bit longer than first feared. And then it also looking at the fact that inflation is not the threat that it was a few months ago. And so that's another thing that pushes those longer-term bond yields lower.
And it's really inflation that's a threat to bondholders. It really eats away at whatever fixed return they're getting on their bonds. So with inflation in check, the bond market can stay pretty steady at a relatively low rate, and that determines things like your mortgage interest rate.
Now, Tess, what about credit card rates, car loans, other household debts? Wouldn't they tend to go up with the Fed's move?
Yeah, they would tend to. And right now, some have, some haven't. And again, it depends whether that loan is tied to the bond market or to the prime interest rate. Some auto loans, for example, are tied to the bond market, just like mortgage rates are. Credit card rates for home equity lines of credit, and even some personal loans, many, if not most of those, are tied to the prime rate. So they do move with what the Fed does. So you've probably been seeing some higher interest rates on your credit card statements and on your home equity lines of credit.
We have to bring up a bit of Martha Stewart news, something that's developing this morning.
Yes, you may remember that last week Martha Stewart asked the federal judge in her case to essentially lift a stay on her sentence that was pending an appeal because she wanted to basically get her sentence over with so that she could get back to work at her company, Martha Stewart Living Omnimedia. Well, today if the federal judge has done that, and she has ordered Martha Stewart to surrender for federal prison by October 8th. She has a five-month prison term, after which she'll be under 5 months house arrest. So again, that'll be starting as soon as October 8th. And Noah, today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at new economic realities in Germany.
Tess Viglin, Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, joins us regularly at this time. For talks about money and business, Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thank you, Tess.
Thank you, Noah.